House Education approves a Senate-passed bill that's attempting to stop the growing number of school systems moving to a four-day school week. Here's Jeff Palermo.
17 school systems have moved to a four-day school week. They cite cost savings and it helps them hire teachers. Slaughter Elementary principal Jennifer Thornton.
When teachers have the opportunity for improved work-life balance, they are more likely to remain in a profession and commit long-term to our schools.
But Franklinton Senator Beth Mizell says the longer school days are not good for the children, and they are also missing out on a day when breakfast and lunch is provided to them.
The best place for them and the highest point of their week is when they're in the classroom building opportunities for their future and know they're going to have a meal when it's mealtime.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
A measure that would increase the penalty for smoking marijuana within 2,000 feet of a school facility to up to a year in prison and a $1,000 fine has advanced to the Senate. The full House passed Pollock Representative Gay Ferment's bill, but Marrero Representative Kyle Green says some people live within that zone.
If I'm smoking marijuana in my home, but I'm next door to a school, what could happen to me?
This law would require that illegal activity be observed by a law enforcement officer.
If you're thinking crawfish might be part of your weekend plan, you need to know the price of those mud bugs has dropped 25 cents per pound this week. According to the crawfish app, you can expect to pay $2.79 per pound for live crawfish and $5.46 a pound for boiled. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.